It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. If you've ever been told to take a hike, that might not be a bad idea. This week, travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, suggests some places for hiking in the region. Welcome back, Elaine LaBalme. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's good to be here.
All right, New Girl, hiking trails in the region. Not too late in the season, is it?
Well, you know, I don't think so. I mean, it's not, you know, regularly, consistently in the freezing temperature range at this point. So you can certainly get out this time of year. The neat thing about hiking in the fall is that the trails are so much less crowded. I mean, think about it. How many times have we all been out on a hiking trail and we're fighting the people more than the elements and the elevation? So that's the neat thing about the fall. You go out in layers. You can peel them off if you get sweaty on the trail, which you probably will. And I have to think that this is something that we can easily do through the end of the year. If you think about it, you get more of the, you know, cold, nasty, raw, snowy, icy weather in January and February. So fall is a great time of year, like right now.
Okay, well, you've got your Fab Five list at hand, and first up is the Laurel Highlands Hiking Trail, not that far from home.
No, not at all. This is actually one of several of the trails that I brought today that I was reminded about them by my friend John Norbeck, who used to be the director of the Pennsylvania State Park System, and he's an avid hiker and very familiar with trails around the state. And this is one right in the Laurel Highlands, maybe 90 minutes away, a 70-mile trail that's part of the Potomac Heritage Trail. It's a larger one. It starts in Ohio Pyle State Park, and it goes out to Laurel Ridge State Park. There are 8 overnight areas along the trail if you're brave and want to do some camping this time of year, but it is open year-round. It's a very popular trail. They get over 1 million visitors annually. And one of the things that I especially like about this trail is, you know, it's marked with yellow blazes in this case, but they have one about every 100 feet. And I'm one of those hikers that,
yeah,
if I don't see a blaze, soon I'm like, did I make a wrong turn? I like a well-marked hiking trail, and this one is that.
Yeah, nobody wants to get lost out there, especially this time of year.
No, absolutely.
All right, now, next on your list is the North Country Trail, which dips into Pennsylvania but traverses many other states.
It does indeed, and you may be familiar with this one, Paul. It is actually the longest National Scenic Historic Trail in the U.S. It's 4,600 miles long, starts in North Dakota, and I know you were in the Dakotas in that part of the world, all the way through New York. I mean, it goes through, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York. I think those are the states that it covers. But it goes through a lot of national forests and public lands as well. But it's within a day's drive of 40% of Americans. Because if you think about it, it's not far from Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Here in our area, it dips into Moraine State Park. And I've actually experienced it in the fall as well as in the winter when I went out there on snowshoes and hiked the part of the trail that goes through Moraine State Park. It's absolutely beautiful. It's one of these trails that's very much supported by a large volunteer network, and that's what keeps it in such good shape. It's a real beauty.
So you could literally get on this trail out in the Dakotas and take it. It would take you a while, obviously, but take it all the way back to Pittsburgh?
You could, and continue on to New York. Yes, you could.
And you're on a trail. You're in the you're in the middle of nature this whole time.
Absolutely. Now, one of the three better known, I guess, trails in the U.S. when you're talking about the Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, the Continental Divide Trail. Those are north-south trails that are among the longest in the U.S. This is an east-west trail that I believe has to be the longest, if not one of the longest, at 4,600 miles. That's a lot of trail.
That is.
Yeah.
But it sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I want to try this.
You should.
All right. Maybe when I retire. The Old Logger's Path in the Loyal Sauk State Forest in northeastern PA has been a favorite of Pennsylvanians for a good while,
yes,
hasn't it?
Yes, and this is a much-loved trail. It's a real beauty. It's a 27-mile loop trail, actually, in Lycoming County, which is in northeastern Pennsylvania. It starts, as they say, near the ghost town of Maston, PA. I think I just want to do this trail just so I could go to the ghost town. But it's entirely in state forest land, and one of its, you know, premier features is the Rock Run Stream. This is considered the most beautiful stream in all of Pennsylvania, and it goes through the Old Logger's Path. And this one's blazed in orange, lots of blazes. Again, relatively easy. If you want to do the whole trail, you could probably do it in 3 days, you know, stop and camp and whatnot, but by many considered the hiking trail to do in Pennsylvania.
We're talking with Elaine LaBalme. She's our travel contributor about hiking in the fall and lots of good ideas here. One more, the Long Trail, which traverses Vermont and is considered by many to be a very special place.
Yeah. Now, this one runs the length of the state, north to south. It's the oldest, long-distance trail in the U.S. This one was built in 1910 by the Green Mountain Club, well-known organization in Vermont, and they still maintain it, 272-mile trail. And it actually dips in and connects, coincides with the Allegheny Trail for about 100 mile stretch, and it traverses many of the Green Mountain peaks that would be known to hikers. So Stratton Mountain, I know you've skied in Vermont, Killington Peak, Mount Mansfield, and Jay Peak are all part of this trail. And let's be sure that we talk about the Allegheny Trail too.
And
I'm sorry, Appalachian Trail.
Yeah, right. Last but not least, the Appalachian Trail, as it's known to many, the AT.
Yes, the AT. And this is one that goes from Georgia, Springer Mountain in Georgia, all the way to Mount Katahdin in Maine. It's a 2,200-mile trail that traverses, about a dozen states. It's managed by the National Park Service and the I always call it the Allegheny, the Appalachian Trail.
Because you're a Pennsylvania.
That's what I think about it as.
Southern Appalachia, West Virginia.
Let me tell you, the Appalachian Trail people want me to refer to it properly, I'm sure. But in any event, it's mostly a wilderness trail. In Pennsylvania, it's in the eastern half of the state. But the neat thing about the Appalachian Trail is the sort of the concept of through hikers. And I don't know if you've heard of that. It refers to someone who has done the entire trail in one season. So not doing a part this year and a part next year and the year after that.
I had not heard of that.
I actually know a through hiker, Craig Dunn. But there is also the concept of yo-yoing, which is doing the whole thing out and back in one season. That's an even smaller group of people. You know, through hikers are already a small sort of elite breed, but then the yo-yos even more so. But again, the Appalachian Trail is part of that triple crown of hiking, as they refer to it, the AT, the Continental Divide Trail, and the Pacific Coast Trail. And interestingly enough, I actually also know a through hiker, my friend Henry Shires, who did the Pacific Crest Trail several years ago. So something to aspire to, Paul, some through hiking on the trails.
Yeah, I definitely would like to do this after hearing you describe it, if for no other reason than I would love to be able to say that I'm a yo-yo. Elaine LaBaume, a travel contributor, joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. As always, Elaine, good to see you. Great thanks.
You bet.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of our program, you can check out our website at WESA.FM. There you'll find past segments of Essential Pittsburgh shows. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.